This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by a partner at Great Hill Partners, Rafael Cofino. Rafael's going to talk to us about Great Hill Partners, trends that he's seeing in private equity, whether in the healthcare space or generally in private equity, deployment, non-deployment, exits, not exits, and so forth. Rafael, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Yeah, thank you, Scott. As you mentioned, my name is Rafael Cofino, and I'm a partner at Great Hill, where I focus my time on healthcare investments.
And talk about your career and how you ended up at Great Hill. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Yeah, happy to. So I am originally from Guatemala, where I was born and raised. And I moved to the United States for college. I went to the University of Texas in Austin, and I've been here ever since. So it turned out to be much longer than the four-year excursion I originally thought of. And, you know, I got my career started in investment banking and slowly navigated into the investment world, into kind of the growth equity field, probably about 15, 20 years ago. And I've been with Great Hill for the last 10 years.
Fantastic. And take a moment and tell us about Great Hills and about points of pride in Great Hills and just a little bit about the funds and so forth.
Yeah. You know, so Great Hill, we're an $8 billion growth equity investment firm based in Boston. You know, during the last 20 years, we've really developed kind of a deep domain expertise across five core areas of investment focus. And those include healthcare, software, you know, digital commerce, fintech, and digital infrastructure. And our investments really range from $50 million all the way to $500 million in equity in any given transaction, and really can be flexible between minority and control investments. And at the core, we're growth investors. And so what that means for us is really we're focused on helping building a franchise business in the respective vertical and all around how do we help scale a company and build a real moat around that business over the long term. You know, as it relates to kind of points of pride or for the firm or for myself, you know, I'd say that, number one, I think we invest in teams and companies that really inspire us and we think can be transformational into the way we live or work. So that's, I think, for us, very exciting. I think number two is, you know, I think we strongly believe that our success is defined by the success of our companies and our teams that we back and partner with. And I think this focus drives us every day to make sure we're delivering insights and tangible, you know, bottom line impact to our partners beyond just our capital. And then finally, probably it's really our team and our people. I believe we have an amazing team composed of hardworking, humble, and very collaborative individuals. So I think those are a few areas that I probably would highlight about our firm.
And did you ever think, you know, growing up in Guatemala, that you'd end up at UT Austin cheering against the Sooners, and then at Harvard Business School, and then in private equity? Was that part of sort of, could you see that growing up, that this was a career path, or how did that come about?
No, I mean, I think like in any life journey, everything becomes, you know, unpredictable, and there's different opportunities and doors that open throughout your life, and great mentors that guide you through it, but absolutely not. I mean, I grew up in a small country that's, you know, the size of Tennessee, and you know, investment banking or growth equity, you know, were not really career paths that were available there. And I think it was a little bit of luck, and I feel very grateful to have found a very challenging career. That's very kind of rewarding with people that I really enjoy working with. But you know, it's and it can't be explained. And I think as you asked me this question, I was kind of reflecting through that journey. It's just been a wonderful opportunity, and excited to be part of hopefully building a great firm and supporting great companies that are, you know, addressing, you know, big, important healthcare needs.
In such a magnificent path and where you're at and so forth, talk for a moment. It seems like valuations are very high again. People are very excited about investing. Things seem to keep on going up. Is this a scary time to deploy capital, or is this an exciting time to deploy capital?
Look, I think for the sectors and focus areas that we continue to track at Great Hill, I think it continues to be a very exciting time. I think you noted, obviously, valuations continue to be high, and obviously we've seen the equity markets continue to remain, you know, at frothy levels for some time now. But I think, we at Great Hill tend to have a focus on big secular shifts that are happening in what we think are large and important markets. And you know, that transition, I think, has created and will continue to create, you know, very large and valuable businesses. And so I think for us, our priority is to focus on those key areas, identify those great companies, and then with, you know, kind of hopefully our proven track record and experience, help accelerate the path to certainty for that success. And so, I think this environment, I think, focuses you on making sure you are, picking the right markets and the right companies going forward to make sure you're driving kind of that successful value creation journey for them. And I think, frankly, this environment, I think, at least in healthcare specifically, the changes in COVID, obviously have been very impactful to society. But in certain areas of healthcare, I think it's shining a light at many inefficiencies that need to be corrected and many markets that in healthcare, as you know, sometimes adoption of new technology or new services takes a long time because of regulatory, you know, requirements and changes and just friction and different the value constituents. And I think, you know, COVID really probably helped accelerate several of these market trends by, you know, maybe 5 up to 10 years. And we think that's a really exciting time to be an investor in healthcare, because we think we're going to hopefully be able to create the next valuable crop of companies in this important sector.
Simply magnificent career, Rafael. Tell me one last question. More of a Longhorn fan or a Harvard Business School fan?
Wow, that's easy. More of a Longhorn fan. Nothing against Harvard, but I think obviously when you go through undergrad, it kind of has a way to cement, kind of your life journey. And growing up in Latin America, I thought soccer fans were, very passionate about their teams. And I quickly discovered we were outdone by the college football fans. So I quickly learned, to embrace the burnt orange and to follow the football team at UT. So definitely Longhorn.
So quicker to say hook 'em horns than Harvard versus Yale or anything of the sort.
That's right.
Rafael, thank you so much for joining us. Rafael Cofino, partner at Great Hills Partners, Magnificent Funds. Thank you so much for joining us today.
No, thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.